All right, second video this evening. There's a question posted to me in another group where I was tagged in a question, and it was, at what point does somebody become a randize at motor vehicle stop? And I'm going to try to elaborate on this just kind of a cappella without any kind of information in front of me. I have a lot of cases that I could cite, but to give value to everybody around the country, ideally, I'm trying to give you guys some incentive on when Miranda kicks in on a motor vehicle stop. Now, first of all, there have been people who have said, well, you can never ask questions on a motor vehicle stop. Let's be clear how the courts, federal and state, your state, sure, same exact thing, view a motor vehicle stop in the actual detention and what it's considered. A motor vehicle stop is more like an investigative detention. They don't consider it to be full-blown custody. Similar to as if you stop somebody who was maybe a suspect in a crime on the street, but you didn't have enough probable cause at that moment to make a full-blown arrest. Same thing, although you have a violation of law, motor vehicle law, it doesn't mean that they're in custody. Now, that can change with the amount of time that you have somebody on a stop, and I'm talking about it's got to be a lot of time, or the use of handcuffs and confinement and things along that line, things along those lines. At that point, you may have something called a de facto custody or de facto arrest. But overall, during questioning on a motor vehicle stop, it doesn't warrant Miranda for regular questioning on where you're coming from, where you're going to. That's equivalent to station house interrogation. It's not like you're sitting in a room with somebody where they've been formally arrested and they aren't free to leave, even though they're not free to leave here. So my advice is this. At the point when you have somebody who you're on a motor vehicle stop and you come to a point where you may have discovered something or it's clear that there's going to be an arrest made, although handcuffs didn't go on, there's a turning point in an incident that it becomes very apparent that this person was going to be arrested, although handcuffs weren't employed. So at that point is when Miranda kicks in. Now, what does Miranda mean? If you're asking questions designed to elicit incriminating statements or anything along those lines that have to do with the actual case itself, those statements that people give to you can be suppressed if not Miranda doesn't properly precede that. So my point is this. Let me try to give you an example so you guys can understand. You pull a car over, and I'm not going to use New Jersey. Let's say you have no odor. You get consent to search. You go into the car, and you find 3 bags of heroin as you begin to search in the center console of the car. You have 4 occupants in the vehicle, and the heroin is found in maybe a common area where you believe everybody would have access to it. I believe Maryland versus Pringle was the actual case where you're now saying you have constructive possession. Everybody's subject to arrest. You found the product. From this point forward, if you're going to begin to ask questions to determine whether or not these people actually knew about this heroin or this product that you found, you're going to have to read Miranda first. So if you're going to go back and say, hey, man, I found this heroin. Is this yours? You're going to have to ask Miranda first because technically, although they're not cuffed, they can be arrested at that point and charged. So it's simple. Don't be afraid to use it. You can carry a Miranda card. Check your department SOPs. We had somebody who, when I spoke with Miranda, said, oh, you know, well, we have our detective bureaus do it. Is your detective bureau coming out for a nothing major motor vehicle stop and reading Miranda? Even if you have a major one, let's say you stop a car and you get 4 kilos of cocaine on a stop. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Maybe you're not even going into that. You're probably just going to arrest everybody in that 4-kilo thing. But you have a more significant stop than 3 bags of heroin. Is your bureau really responding to the scene to do a full-blown, interrogation with Miranda on contents that were found in the car? Maybe just work on a really small, slow town. Yes, I've seen some funny stuff happen that some places would laugh at. You got to work what you got. So that's the point where you need to read Miranda to people. Asking people questions about like their name, date of birth, height, weight, questions that are needed to be answered to prepare a booking sheet or an arrest report, they don't need to be Mirandized. You're not probing the investigation more. You're not trying to elicit incriminating statements. Now, there's something called a spontaneous utterance. If you're asking that person questions like, hey, man, how tall are you? And he says, hey, man, that was my heroin in the center console. I just want you to know that. That's mine. It's nobody else's. Now you have a spontaneous utterance. It wasn't provoked by you because your question to them was, how tall are you? Because the person came back and said, hey, that's my heroin. it doesn't mean that it's suppressed. Now, spontaneous utterances are wonderful things for cops to use. There's no, you know, they just happen, and you're not under any obligation to not document that, what the person said. Hopefully this helps people. Now, regarding juveniles, I had a question came at me recently. Again, today, same thing. What about getting consent to search or asking juveniles? The answer to that is you can ask for consent to search in New Jersey, at least. And I'm sure it's probably the same across the country. In New Jersey, it's knowingly, intelligently, and voluntarily giving consent. And they will, the courts will consider the person's age, knowledge, all that stuff. So if you pull a kid over who's 17 2 weeks before his birthday, and you're developing reasonable suspicion to ask for consent to search, there's some weird stuff going on, he can give you consent to search, or she can give you consent to search without their parents being present. Very different than maybe a kid who committed a crime who's 9 years old and he has a backpack that you want to search. The courts will see that very, very differently, but it doesn't mean it can't be done. There's an AG guideline that the state has offered to put out, not an AG guideline, the Attorney General's office offers some literature to be put out to help people discern when it's proper or proper procedures to ask for consent to search from a juvenile. You don't need parental permission under some circumstances, especially when you have a driver of a car or somebody who's been through the system 100 times. However, Mirandizing somebody, you will need, New Jersey alone at least, you will need parental permission. You'd have to read the juvenile law and procedure manual. You'd have to know there's a lot of case law regarding that. You're just not getting into interrogating juveniles. But that's very different from being on a motor vehicle stop and asking juveniles who are passengers in a car, where are you coming from, where are you going to, and you haven't found anything yet that makes them arrestable, okay? Very, very, very different. You're allowed to ask juveniles questions just like you're allowed to ask adults questions on a motor vehicle stop. And you're allowed to question passengers. You don't need to read Miranda. It's not considered station house interrogation. It's not considered custody. It is an investigative detention, which does not require Miranda until the point that you found that somebody's arrestable. You've opened up enough probable cause or somebody's arrestable. Man, I hope that provided enough value to everybody to go out and do the job better. Glad I could help everybody with this stuff. Need anything, reach out to me. We have some real cool videos we cut from class. We'll be putting them up. So excited about that. If I can help anybody with anything, you know how to get in touch with me. See you guys later.